Tea time.
Tea time.
Tea time.
Tea time. Tea time lecture.
The Fair Maid of Astolat, Part 3. On the morn, Sir Gawain came to King Arthur and told him how he had found the shield in the keeping of the Maid of Astolat. "All that I knew beforehand," said the king, "and that was why I would not suffer you to fight at the tourney, for I had espied him when he entered his lodging the night before. But this is the first time that ever I heard of his bearing the token of some lady, and much I marvel at it." Sir Gawain answered, "The fair maiden of Astolat loves him. What will be the end I cannot say, but she has ridden after him to seek him." So the king and his company came to London, and every one in the court knew that it was Sir Lancelot who had jousted the best. And when the tidings came to Sir Bors, his heart grew heavy, and also the hearts of his kinsmen. But when the queen heard that Sir Lancelot bore the red sleeve of the fair maid of Astolat, she was nearly mad with wrath, and summoned Sir Bors before her in haste. "Ah, Sir Bors," she cried, when he was come, "have you heard? Sir Lancelot has been a false knight to me." "Madam," answered Sir Bors, "I pray you not say so, for I cannot hear such language of him. Why is he not false and a traitor, when, after swearing that for right or wrong, he would be my knight and mine only? He bore the red sleeve upon his helm at the great jousts at Camelot." "Madam," said Sir Bors, "I grieve bitterly as to that sleeve bearing, but I think he did it that none of his kin should know him, for no man before had seen him bear the token of any lady." "Fie on him," said the queen. "I myself heard Sir Gawain tell my lord Arthur of the great love that is between the fair maiden of Astolat and him." "Madam," answered Sir Bors, "I cannot hinder Sir Gawain from saying what he pleases, but as for Sir Lancelot, I'm sure that he loves no one lady or maiden better than another. And so I will hasten to seek him wherever he be." Meanwhile, fair Elaine came to Winchester to find Sir Lancelot, who lay in peril of his life in the hermit's dwelling. When she was riding aimlessly, not knowing where she should turn, she fell on her brother, Sir Lavaine, who was exercising his horse. "How doth my lord Sir Lancelot?" asked she. "Who told you, sister, that my lord's name was Sir Lancelot?" answered Sir Lavaine. "Sir Gawain, who came to my father's house to rest after the tourney, knew him by his shield," said she. And they rode on till they reached the hermitage, and Sir Lavaine brought her to Sir Lancelot. When she saw him so pale and in such a plight, she fell to the earth in a swoon. But by and by she opened her eyes and said, "My lord Sir Lancelot, what has brought you to this?" and swooned again. When she came to herself and stood up, Sir Lancelot prayed her to be of good cheer, for if she had come to comfort him, she was right welcome, and that his wound would soon heal. "But I marvel," said he, "how you know my name." Then the maiden told him of how Sir Gawain had been at Astolat, and he had seen his shield. "Alas," sighed Sir Lancelot, "it grieves me that my name is known, for trouble will come of it." For he knew full well that Sir Gawain would tell Queen Guinevere, and that she would be wroth. Elaine stayed and tended him, and Sir Lancelot begged Sir Lavaine to ride to Winchester and ask if Sir Bors was there. He should know him by token of a wound which Sir Bors had on his forehead. "For well I am sure," said Sir Lancelot, "that Sir Bors will seek me, as he is the same good knight that hurt me. Therefore, as Sir Lancelot commanded. Sir Lavaine rode to Winchester and inquired if Sir Bors had been seen there, so that when he entered the town, Sir Lavaine readily found him. Sir Bors was overjoyed to hear good tidings of Sir Lancelot, and they rode back together to the hermitage. At the sight of Sir Lancelot lying in his bed, pale and thin, Sir Bors' heart gave way, and he wept long without speaking. "Oh, my lord, Sir Lancelot," he said at last, "God send you hasty recovery. Great is my shame for having wounded you thus, you who are the noblest knight in the world. I wonder that my arm should lift itself against you, and I ask your mercy." "Fair cousin," answered Sir Lancelot, "such words please me not at all, for it is the fault of my pride which would overcome you all that I lie here today. We will not speak of it any more, for what is done cannot be undone, but let us find a cure, so that I may soon be whole." Then Sir Bors leaned upon his bed and told him how the queen was filled with anger against him, because he wore the red sleeve at the jousts. "I am sorrowful at what you tell me," replied Sir Lancelot, "for all I did was to hinder my being known." "That I said to excuse you," answered Sir Bors, "though it was all in vain." "But is this damsel that is so busy about you the fair maid of Astolat?" "She it is, and she will not go from me." "Why should she go from you?" answered Sir Bors. "She is passing fair damsel and of gentle breeding, and I would that you could love her, for it is easy to see by her bearing that she loves you entirely." "It grieves me to hear that," said Sir Lancelot. After this, they talked of other things, till in a few days Sir Lancelot's wounds were whole again. When Sir Lancelot felt his strength return, Sir Bors made him ready and departed for the court of King Arthur, and told him how he had left Sir Lancelot. There was on All Hallows a great tournament, and Sir Bors won the prize for the unhorsing of 20 knights, and Sir Gareth did great deeds also, but vanished suddenly from the field, and no man knew where he had gone. After the tourney was over, Sir Bors rode to the hermitage to see Sir Lancelot, whom he found walking on his feet, and on the next morning they bade farewell to the hermit, taking with them Elaine LeBlanc. They first went to Astolat, where they were well lodged in the house of Sir Bernard, but when the morrow came, and Sir Lancelot would have departed from them, Elaine called to her father and to her brothers Sir Tirre and Sir Lavaine, and thus she said, "My lord Sir Lancelot, fair knight, leave me not, I pray you, but have mercy upon me, and suffer me not to die of love of thee." "What do you wish me to do?" asked Sir Lancelot. "I would have you for my husband," answered she. "Fair damsel, I thank you," said Sir Lancelot, "but truly I shall never have a wife. But in token and thanks for all your good towards me, gladly I will give you 1,000 pounds yearly when you set your heart upon some other knight." "Of such gifts I will have none," answered Elaine, "and I would have you know, Sir Lancelot, that if you refuse to wed me, my good days are done." "Fair damsel," said Sir Lancelot, "I cannot do the thing you ask." At these words she fell down in a swoon, and her maids bore her to her chamber, where she made bitter sorrow.